and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It was a terrifying weekend for those who live in parts of the central and southern U.S. as a string of tornadoes touched down. Jerrica McCoy's home was hit in Tylertown, Mississippi.
I grabbed my toddler, wrapped her up, and got on the bed, and then my husband grabbed my daughter. All I could hear is my six-year-old screaming that she didn't want to die. You don't want to hear that coming out of your baby's mouth.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are expected to meet this week after Trump envoy Steve Witkoff traveled to Moscow.
I met with President Putin. I think the meeting was somewhere between 3 and 4 hours. It was positive. We discussed, it was a solution-based discussion.
He appeared on CNN. A SpaceX capsule crew has reached the International Space Station, including Nicole Ayers.
Thank you to SpaceX for the awesome ride up here. As a rookie, that was one of the coolest things I've ever done, and I can't wait to get to work up here.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Music of the Stars. Stand by now. Right back after a couple of words. And a big hello to all our affiliates here on the Civic Media Network. WMDX in Madison. Good morning. Waukesha, WAUK.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers continue this morning with minor additional slushy accumulations, then a cloudy sky this afternoon and a high in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Mostly sunny and warmer Monday, around 50, and approaching 60 Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
Ah, spring. Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers golden or pride power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan, Andre Scotland.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's three gals out of Minnesota. The Sisters Andrews.
Where the river shadows flowing throughout all the land, you can hear the sound of music snappy and grand. It's the Carrie Pipers playing with the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in O'Leary, hey, to the bar. Pretty kitty, kitty, Kelly is a twisting her toe. Waiting for her lovey-dovey, and off they both go. They're romancing while they're dancing to the bass and guitar.
Choice, the Andrews, Bing Crosby.
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
When you're strolling down the Bowring,
that means the lane.
A friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Cade me la falcha, slant you to you, and the top of the morning to
hi.
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you. Here's what they'll sing. Cade me la falcha, slant you to you, and the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes no less.
How do you do?
Well, faith and begone.
Sure, it's glad I'm to see you.
In your heart you're feeling Shane Ward, that means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade me la falcha, slancha to you. And the top of the morning,
the very tip top of the morning,
the top of the morning to you. Well, how do you do?
Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard the joyful song. Some of those happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong, sure they want to be with the cheer brigade. Lining up the box, start to be gray. So I fetched me Sunday fun and the night I love so well. And I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me the bell. Don't you know that today by 17 is the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The cycles in New York are making fun.
I'd like to hear you sing this.
O'Toole and his cousin Phil Doherty,
Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew,
Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty,
Daniel Dolan and Seamus Carew.
Collies and Donnies and Patrick O'Bannigan,
Ryan's O'Brien's, McLaughlin's and Lynch,
McLaws and McFadden's and Mr. Pat Flanagan,
Logan's and Logan's, McPherson's and Finch.
That's from Sweet Nellie Kelly. And here's Danny Kaye with an Irish ghost story.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty. 'Twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mustard. Alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and faith, 'tis no wonder her mother and father were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and she died that's all I know of sweet Margaret. Now her ghost drives her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, oh, crying cockles.
Let's turn the lights down, huh?
Trip the line, fantastic, on the sidewalks of New York. East side.
Jimmy Durante.
East side, west side, all around the town. The tots sang Ring a Rosie. London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together. Me and Mamie O'Rourke. Trip the light, fantastic, on the sidewalks of New York. Old brown wooden stoop. On a summer's evening, we formed a merry group. Boys and girls together, we would sing and waltz while the ginny played the organ on the sidewalks of New York.
Bing Crosby.
Be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kelly's from Killarney, the Murphy's from Kildare.
The Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march a thousand cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in the song, the harp will carry us all. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin will I ever stay away.
I'll trip the light fantastic, and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witcher Go Way, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooley Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Lefty O'Doul. Divil a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as a thousand peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play. And the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Compound and how it drove her to the bed.
Old Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home and then they gave him medicinal compounds, and now he's Emperor of Rome.
We drink, you drink, you drink to Lily the pink, the savior of.
Compound, and now she has them twice a year.
We drink, you drink, you drink to Lily the pink, the pink, the pink, the savior of the human race. Now she invented medicinal compounds, most efficacious in every case.
Johnny Hammer had a terrible stammer, and he could hardly say a word. And then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard.
Lily died, she went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her her medicinal compound.
Savior of the human
Irish Rover. Brand new version. Now we need a Columbus Day parade. David Letterman, Will Ferrell.
Look at this guy. That's about right. Yeah. Thank you, Will. I just would like to say, earlier today,
yeah,
when I was told that you were coming out dressed as a leprechaun, I said to myself, well, that'll be stupid, but you look like $1 billion, my friend.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank you.
So this tells me that you're Irish, you're celebrating, anything goes.
Well, I don't know if I'm celebrating. Because St. Patrick's Day is a very serious holiday to me. You know, we know of it as getting drunk and drinking green beer, but we forget that in the 5th century, the real St. Patrick, he chased all the snakes out of Ireland.
That's right.
So,
we do forget that.
Every St. Patrick's Day, I put on my outfit. And I walk the streets of New York. Educating people on the dangers of snakes. And so try to guess how many snake attacks just in last year alone in Manhattan.
Oh, in Manhattan?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm going to guess, and don't take this the wrong way, I'm going to guess it's a low number.
36,000.
36?
There's a snake attack that occurs in this city every 9 seconds. Now,
check under your seats, ladies and gentlemen.
How would, of course you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know that.
Because the media doesn't want you to know that, but I'm out there. I'm out there every St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh. Wow, God bless you is all I can say.
And it's tough, you know. So,
have you yourself ever been attacked by a snake?
Well, no, because I know the tactics to get away from a snake.
I know
the certain parts of the city not to hang out in.
I see. Oh, the snakes are limited to a certain part of the city.
Certain areas of population density that you want to stay away from.
I see.
But it's happened several times. We've come very close.
Very close,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, are you what they call a herpetologist?
No. Yeah. No. I'm just concerned about...
Concerned citizen.
Citizen.
Yeah.
And don't stay at the W Hotel. That's the one place.
Okay.
A lot of snake infestations.
All right.
The one downtown.
Okay, thanks.
Tompkins Square Park.
Thank you for that tip, Will.
Yeah.
50 years ago, me father left old Erin Shore. He landed here, shillelagh in hand, and divil a penny more. He got a job, then got a wife, then a family. And then he died and left his old shillelagh stick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitt. And divil a bit, we'd laugh at it, for dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, begorra, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. I'm going on the police force, it's the only thing to do. Instead of having one nightstick, Vigor, I'll have two. If there's a fight, I'll be all right. There's no one bothers me, because I have the old shillelagh me father gave to me.
Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitts. And divil a bit, we'd laugh at it, or Dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, begorry, he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand.
He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitts.
And divil a...
Well, how do you do?
Top of the morning to you.
Or when you're strolling down the Boreen,
that means the lane.
A friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Kate Mila Falchion slant it to you. And the top of the morning to
hi.
When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you. Here's what they sing. Cade me la falchion, slant it to you. And the top of the morning too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing. And 100,000 welcomes no less. In your heart you're feeling Shane World.
Means okay.
And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade me la falchion, slant it to you.
And the top of the morning too.
When you're strolling down the Boreen,
that means the lane.
A friendly dream will sing you this sweet refrain.
Cade me la falchion, slant it to you.
And the top of the morning too. When it's early in the A-Rock,
that means the spring.
The birds are glad to see you.
Here's what they sing.
Cade me la falchion, slant it to you.
And the top of the morning too.
Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing. And 100,000 welcomes no less.
How do you do?
The fair from the
gaudy. Sure, it's glad to see you.
Well, in your heart you're feeling Shane Wern. That means okay. And if you meet a colleague, here's what to say. Cade me la falchion, slant you to you. And the top of the morning,
the very tip top of the morning,
the top of the morning to you. How do you do?
Here's Jimmy Durante.
Here's the fancy talker, James J. Walker, his honor, the mayor of New York.
Mayor of New
New York, a servant of the people all the way. The salary a mayor gets is real conservative. Sometimes I feel like turning down the measly sum they give. I only take the dough because my tailor has to live, which means I go without. Any time you hear a champagne cork, you're sure to see the mayor of New York. James J. His honor, the mayor of New York. As a dresser, I am dapper, always ready with a snapper. Don't nobody ad-lib with me. I got a million in them, a million in them. Unlike mayors of most cities, I write laws and I write ditties. Here's a sample of my latest melody. An arpeggio, please. Who sent for him? Wait a minute, wait a minute. Get off the stage, I work alone. Mayor of New York, I'm James J. Walker, that fancy talker. His honor, the mayor of New York, that's who his honor, the mayor of New York.
Midtown after a two-year pandemic pause.
The parade kicks off at 11 a.m. traveling along 5th Avenue from 44th Street to 79th. CBS2's John Diaz joins us live near the start of the parade route with more on today's festivities. John?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Mary. You know, as Midtown starts to wake up, we're seeing a lot of people out here wearing their green. I'm proud of them. You know, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, right? And, you know, in a few hours from now, we will be seeing a whole lot more people. You know, New York City ready for this, for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade to return back in full force in person after 2 years of taking a break. You know, of course, there was virtual versions and scaled back versions, but nothing beats the real deal.
Familiar sound will once again blare along Fifth Avenue today. The annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is returning in full force.
Hopefully this will be the sign of a new beginning for New York City.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen, and tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green. Oh, the Kellys from Killarney, the Murphys from Kildare, the Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare. There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork. They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Sure, and March the 17th is the day I'll set aside, a day when every Irish heart is busting out with pride. I'll have me old shillelagh and that old silk hat of mine, a shamrock in me buttonhole, and then come rain or shine, oh, the mayor will be in the big parade strutting high and grand. And behind him will march 1,000 cops who came from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, oh, the band will play them all. We'll march along while singing a song, the harp of Tara's Hall.
The sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
McNamara's band ever was.
Bobby Coney, Mulroney, and Mickey O'Dowd, putting up capers and plays in the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The O'Connells and Donalds and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney, and Patrick O'Doole. Dibble a man as happy as they when they celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye. I'll be proud as a thousand Pecos, with me head up in the sky. I'll be there, you can bet ya, I'll be marching all the way, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day Parade.
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
In Kenosha.
And Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, just shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?
Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Mulroney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulroney said,
hot drunk by drink, I lay him in his tomb.
Before you could tap the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Cato Grady's wedding night.
McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride, then pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh,
the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Drink from
on golden brown potatoes and a nice cup of coffee.
Well, if you insist, just a small portion of everything.
Bing Crosby, Barry Fitzgerald, Going My Way, Best Picture, 1944. I think it's the best scene in the whole movie.
It wasn't too much trouble for you, Mrs. Carmody.
No trouble at all, Father.
I feel I ought to help you with the dishes.
Don't worry about the dishes. It isn't much washing they'll be needing.
Hey, you're still a little cold, Father. You were drenched to the skin. You ought to take a little something to warm you up.
Do you have a wee drop of the creature about?
Matter of fact, I might have a little one with you. I was out myself tonight. I went out for a paper.
Oh, well, in that case.
I'll ask Mrs. Carmody where she keeps
it. No. You look yonder in the bookcase.
No,
the other side. No, down. Yeah, you found it behind the Life of General Grant. Christmas since I left, my old mother sends me one of these. With a degree of abstinence, it becomes me calendar. I get a little behind during Lent, but it comes out even at Christmas.
She's very beautiful.
Of course, that was taken some time ago. She's 90 now.
Let's drink to your mother. Hope you'll be seeing her soon, Father.
What about your mother?
Well, I don't remember much about her. She died when I was quite young.
Well, let's drink to the two of them anyway.
Thank you, Father.
You know, Father O'Malley, I always planned that as soon as I got a few dollars ahead, I'd go back to the old country and see my mother. How would you believe it? That was 45 years ago. And every time I get a few dollars ahead,
there's always somebody that seems to need it more than you do.
You'd like her. She'd like you, too. She always had a song in her heart. I can almost hear her now.
An Irish lullaby.
just a simple little ditty in our good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she would sing that song to me this day.
Hi, Carol. That man did come alone, too.
Yes, but not past our house.
Oh, stubborn, huh? Goodbye, Mr. Haynes.
Father.
Pardon me, Mr. Haynes. I've just left the bishop. He told me to report to Father Fitzgibbons. I'm taking your place.
What?
I'm the new curate.
Come on. You've very little time. The wishy in the church to
all
say
right,
goodbye.
All right, Father. I've been doing you a lot of good here. You're going to have a new church after the war.
Yes, but we didn't raise enough money.
That's just it. Mr. Haynes is going to give us a mortgage. Take care of the difference.
That's right, Father. He convinced me I have a heart. And after all, it wouldn't be a church without a mortgage. That's right. He's a wonder. I don't know what I'm going to do without him. I don't know who the bishop is going to send in his place, but whoever he is...
Father... Congratulations to your father.
No, the bishop wouldn't do that to me again.
Yes, he's done it. Mr. Haynes, it's nice of you to give that mortgage to the church.
No.
Can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
As you know, we're all going to miss Father O'Malley. He was a fine man.
This is Father O'Malley, the man who sent for you.
How do you do, Mrs. Fitzgibbon? I've heard so much about you. Now it's good to see you.
I think you'll agree with me that we're all a little better for having known him. He was always thinking of others.
And that, you know, can make life very beautiful. Believe me, it's what we do for others that...
Oscar winner, 19... 19- The Music of the Stars.
Preserved and later passed on to Europe the stream of its culture. Respected as a nation of schools and scholars, Ireland was a land in love with learning. And this largely due to the influence of one man, St. Patrick. St. Patrick is synonymous with Ireland. It was he who made it a Christian nation, who used the shamrock to illustrate the Trinity of God. Much of the world's literature and culture was inspired by him, and he didn't begin until he was 60. And there's another remarkable fact in the life of this remarkable man. In many ways, St. Patrick is Ireland, but there is a rest of the story. Before the end of the 7th century, St. Patrick had become a legendary figure, and the legends have continued to grow. One of these would have it that he drove the snakes out of Ireland and into the sea. Well, if it never happened in reality, symbolically it was true. The act of Christianizing Ireland was no easy task. It was a heathen nation back then, warlike, unreceptive to cultural or spiritual change. Irish marauders were not unlike the Vikings. Vikings, not averse to going abroad and raiding and raping other lands and taking slaves. But these were his people, his responsibility, God seemed to tell St. Patrick. He was once visited by a dream in which the voice of the Irish called to him, beseeching him to spread the word of God. But the shortcomings of his education and the mystery of that beckoning prevented him from answering for many years. What right had he, after all? What qualified him above the rest? Even on the night that he made up his mind that he determined himself to go out among his people, he was beset by doubts of his fitness for the mission. But once underway, his hesitancy vanished. Confident in his purpose, he journeyed far and wide, baptized those who would receive him, gave without asking in return, and even at that, trouble followed him. Many were suspicious of his efforts and his untiring zeal, and on at least one...
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The death toll has risen to 36 from a line of severe storms crossing the U.S. Joy Azdu and her kids took shelter when a tornado hit their home outside St. Louis.
I thought that we were going to die. My kids were crying. I was just trying to cover their heads. We couldn't see anything. We didn't know what was happening.
The storms also brought damage to Gordo, Alabama, where WIAT-TV's Avery Boyce filed this report.
Gordo resident Christopher Stevenson says they sought shelter in a basement.
I dropped my wife and my little girl off, and I was like, I've got to go give a helping hand.
Simmons says his home was not hit, but after seeing the devastation, he began praying, and he joined the cleanup effort.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says he had a productive meeting.